crispy salmon with crushed new potatoes. These are boiled new potatoes, and we peel the skin off them. And that can be done the day before. And all we're going to do is just sort of crush them. Just get them into the pan, in the olive oil, take the chill out of the potatoes. Because if you overheat the boiled potatoes, they become a little bit furry. So just bring up the temperature of the oil. I'm going to get a hold of a fork. Okay. Now you can hear it. Oil's nice and just slightly hot. Take them off the stove. And then with your fork, the back of your fork, just bring the potatoes in and crush them. But don't overwork it, because you just want them to absorb that olive oil. Okay, no more than that. Now, we still got that heat in there. What I'm going to do is actually put in some spring onions. I'm going to use the tops and the bottoms. And it's actually like eating a really nice warm potato salad. We'll season it lightly, salt and pepper. And then I'm going to get the white crab meat in there. I'm going to lightly mix that up now. And mix that spring onion in with the potatoes and the crab. And now, just to give it a little bit more depth, I'll get everything working together. I'm going to put a little bit of vinaigrette in there. And our vinaigrette that we use in all the restaurants are just made out of olive oil, water, lemon juice, salt and pepper. We put water in there because it just lightens the sort of richness of the olive oil and it becomes less cloy on the top of the palate. So it becomes a lot easier. And we're just going to finish our potatoes with our fresh vinaigrette. Now that seems a bit weird because it's a plastic bottle, something you expect in the hairdresser, but it's not. Every restaurant in the country is now using these plastic bottles. Just glaze at the top of the potatoes. Then just to finish it, we'll get some fresh coriander, and that just sort of brings everything back to life. Again, just chop it coarsely, don't bruise it, and get it in there. Now, that, just on its own, is delicious. But just to take it a little bit further, we're going to get some really nice crispy salmon. Now, a lot of people have problems eating skin on fish. Seems is very difficult. But when you get sea trout, salmon, rainbow trout, you've really got to get it nice and crispy. So, get your fish, roll it up like that, and then just use your knife and let your knife do the work. It just goes down half an inch into the salmon. And keep them quite close together, because the closer they are together, the crispier the skin's going to get, all the way to the very end. And if you didn't score the skin, what happens when it goes into the pan? It curls up, so the fish is cooked unevenly. So I'm just going to put the salt in there. And if you want to go a little bit further and become a little bit more sort of glamorous, get some thyme flowers in there, or some rosemary in there, or some fresh basil in there, and stick that in. Now, glaze the top with olive oil in the pan, and just as it starts smoking, get the fish in. First, skin side down. Just put your fingers on top like that, and that helps keep it nice and flat. Season the top of it. And don't touch it. Everyone gets a little bit nervous about cooking fish because they think it's sort of difficult. It's not. The most important thing to remember when you're cooking fish is stop touching it. Leave it. Leave it in there to cook. Turn it once and once only and use a fish slice. That's all. Nothing complicated in that. You can always tell when your salmon's cooked because you can actually see the difference in the colour. It's changing already. Look, it's travelling up through. And when that gets to two-thirds of the way up there, it's time to turn the salmon. That's not rocket science, is it? Just watch the colour in what you're cooking. Keep an eye on it. Time 4.5 to 5 minutes and flip it over. Spatula under and turn. Look, nice crispy salmon. All I'm doing now is just going to tilt the pan and let all that olive oil go down the bottom, and that cooks the sort of bum of the salmon and just helps it evenly cook. Back over and just leave it resting on its skin. Take it off the heat. There's enough heat in the pan to keep the warm in there, and that will just stay really nice and crispy. Okay, I'm going to finish the dish with some really nice tomatoes. And the reason why I like these tomatoes is because there's nothing to do except cut them in half, lightly season them, and put them in the oven on a pilot light overnight. Okay, to serve it, it's quite sort of rustic, so keep it rustic. Just be very generous, and then just get your tomatoes and just pick them up and place them round. I love tomatoes, so be quite generous with them. Take the salmon out of the pan, on top of the potatoes. You know, it's solid. You know, it's crispy, and that skin is really delicious. Got my classic vinaigrette in my hairdresser's bottle, and just look, pour. It's lovely vinaigrette. And here we have just a very easy, straightforward Christian potatoes with spring onions, fresh crab meat, and a really nice, strong, sweet tomato vinaigrette.